The Defense Department Education Activity, or DODEA, is one of the most widely spread out school districts in the world. It educates thousands and thousands of children of service members each year all over the globe. On the job since March, DODEA Director Tom Brady has completed a 100-day analysis of his school system, and he joins us now with what he's found out and what he hopes to do. Mr. Brady, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Tom. Pleasure to be with you.
All right, so give us a sense of the scope of DODEA. I mean, you have run some other big school systems, but everything is close together.
Well, that's true. We have 78,000 students spread across the globe. We have 181 schools, and my first 100 days, I put 27,600 miles to visit as many as I could. It's a unique challenge, but at the same time, it's great opportunities.
All right, so in that 100-day, it's been a while since the 100 days have been completed, but the report is online. What are the trends? What are you seeing in terms of the state of DODEA schools throughout the world?
Very pleased. There's three things that clearly came across in discussions with parents and students and faculty and our teachers. Number one is that the Department of Defense has made a real commitment to resourcing our school system. Compared to my experiences in the public sector, particularly in the urban districts, we're very, very well resourced, which is a wonderful gift for our students. The second is that, like DOD, there's many, many changes that impact the school systems, and so we have an uncertainty within our faculties as to what's next and what's in the future, and that's to be expected. And the third, I think probably the most important thing that impacts on student achievement is that we need to improve how we are aligned to standards, and we've begun that effort.
When you say standards, in other words, the same standards that public schools have that are in political subdivisions like Fairfax County or Montgomery?
Of course, yeah. Having been the chief operating officer in Fairfax and worked in Philadelphia and superintendent in Providence, we have a college and career ready curriculum that we are beginning to implement, and those standards will be aligned to 48 other states in the District of Columbia. And I think it's absolutely critical because of the mobility of our students. They're with us for a period of time, but they do return to the states, and they do return to school systems. So we have to ensure that they're ready when they return. So that effort is begun. Very pleased with the progress so far.
So it sounds like one of the challenges is uniformity of what is delivered, whether a student is in a school in Korea versus one in Kentucky.
You're absolutely right, Tom, and you hit on it before when you said that it's a worldwide system, and that does create a challenge. And in a local district, you can reach out and visit a school in a matter of minutes, and there's a uniformity and there's a system to it. In DODEA, we have the challenge of being in three separate geographical areas, and I think one school system is very critical to my thinking and student achievement. Yeah.
And what about the parents? I mean, you have parents that have that unique military service in common.
Yeah.
And you get a wide range of economic, cultural backgrounds. I guess you've got the cultural backgrounds coming into the military, but everyone is kind of economically the same. What are the parents like, and how much involvement do they have in DODEA versus what you saw in the other public sector?
Yeah, that is the strength of DODEA. Our students are blessed with parents or single parent who is in an organization that has standards, and if they don't fail to meet the standards, they're not in the organization. And so that they're achievers. They care about education. They care about their children, and so they're engaged. And every study that any academician has ever begun has shown that student achievement improves as soon as a parent walks in the school. So we're blessed with, in large part, with very active parents who care about their children and put demands on the system, and we think that's wonderful.
And what about the staff? I mean, federal agencies are always talking mm-hmm. about the need to attract people to work there. You're attracting principals and teachers and support staff in a very unique setting in the sense that, you know, all the kids are coming from the military. Is that an impediment to attracting people, or do people who, say, you know, recently graduated teachers say that might be kind of fun?
No, not in the least. We think it's a great attraction. A worldwide employment opportunity in settings where many many of these young people haven't could only dream about. So no, we are in the process of attracting absolutely the best talent, and we don't have a recruitment problem at all.
We're speaking with Tom Brady. He is the director of the Defense Department Education Activity, or DODEA. And so what is your challenge in making sure that level of achievement rises uniformly and that the product is uniform across the world?
Tom, I think it goes to two or three different ways. Number one is here in the headquarters in Alexandria, we need to be organized and aligned so that we can provide the overall guidance and policy direction. And so we're in the process of realigning the headquarters to better support the schools. The second is you just can't change a system without professional development for the staff. And they have to have a voice in the development of a curriculum and scope and standard, scope and sequence, rather. And so we need to begin the work to have the teacher's voice in the development of the curriculum, which we are doing. And then it's a matter of the professional execution on what we need to do and what assessments are we going to use to measure that we've in fact taught to the standard. So it sounds simple, but it's a very interesting and complex issue. But we've begun the work, and I think we owe it to the students to do that.
Well, having put a couple of kids of my own a long time ago through public schools, nothing about the operation of schools ever seemed simple to me, frankly, to be honest with you. It seems to be more bureaucratic with each passing decade. And, I mean, are you dealing with issues and discussions about so-called Common Core and things like that, that all the schools are also throughout the country?
Yes, here's the way we're approaching Common Core. It sparks a political debate, and it gets into red states and blue states, and is a national standard correct, et cetera. And it's math, and it's for literacy. We're taking an approach that it's a college and career ready curriculum, so it applies to all the subjects, and we need good standards. And so we've adopted the math and literacy standards that, are accepted by the other states. So I think that that's critical to a system like DODEA, where students come and go and return to the to systems that have these standards. So I'm not getting wrapped up necessarily in Common Core. I think we need to think beyond that and include the other subjects, the other academic subjects.
And on the flip side of that, you mentioned in your report that there is angst and education reform fatigue among the staff.
Yeah, I think it's been my impression and the feedback that I've gotten is that if you have too many priorities, you don't have a priority. And in the wonderful world of education, there's many people who come up with ready-made quick solutions, sort of like the silver bullet to improve student achievement. And so if you fall into the trap of adopting too many reforms, you find your organization becoming exhausted with which one's the number one priority and what do we follow this week. And so we're putting a stop to that, and we're going to concentrate on the implementation of the standards and the assessment and professional development necessary to make that happen.
Now, way back in the 1950s, Eisenhower famously said, "The cost of one heavy bomber is this, a modern brick school in more than 30 cities." Today, we measure, you know, spending per student, and they say, well, the District of Columbia spends this much, and look how bad that is, and Fairfax and Montgomery spend that much, and look how good they are. What's your metric for, you said you're getting a commitment to resource the schools from DOD. Do you have metrics that you follow?
Absolutely. We spend approximately $14,000 per child. But it has to be measured. And the thing about how cost per pupil, it can be measured 15, 16 different ways, and there's no standard. But the way we look at it is we have to factor in the additional salary requirements for faculty and staff, PCS costs, et cetera, et cetera. But we're about where a suburban district would be, for example, Fairfax. We're very equivalent to that. I think the other part where factors into the cost of education is the facilities and the capital program. And we've begun to improve our capital program, so that's a significant investment over the next 5 years, too.
I was going to ask you, is the state of the schools themselves generally okay? I mean, we've been talking all week about military platforms and the need to recapitalize them. What about the schools?
Well, that effort began about 2 years ago, and we had an independent team come in and assess every one of our schools. And a large number in what was the lower quadrant, lower two quadrants, actually. And because of that, the Department of Defense made a commitment of $4.2 billion over the next 5 years to modernize and replace our schools, which is absolutely tremendous. And just next week, I'll be going down to Fort Bragg to open a new school there. So worldwide, you see the type of facilities that our children deserve, and that's from that commitment.
I wanted to ask you, too, about the commitment from DOD Central, but also, as you mentioned, a lot of your schools are on bases, and
yes,
bases have commanding generals. How much attention in general do you get to for DODEA that's on a given base from the commander who's got 50,000 things he's got to worry about?
Well, I was the commander of Fort Belvoir when I was on active duty, and I fully appreciate the fact that you have a million things to do. But you know what? You prioritize too, and the children are very, very important. And so we had four schools in Fairfax County that were on our post, and that was an absolute priority to me. I have found the same type of prioritization in every post and base and installation I visited. We have active engagement on the part of all the senior officers, and I think that what's a key contributor to the success of our system.
And what about school lunches? Are you still serving the stuff the kids like, or are you caught up in the broccoli movement?
Well, you know, one of the first places I go to when I go to a school is the cafeteria to thank the workers and talk to the children on what's good and what isn't. I think we're meeting all the nutritional standards that are now required by the FDA, and I think it's doing it in a very appetizing way, and I don't get the easiest way to tell whether the lunches are being accepted is to look at the garbage can afterwards, and so from my view, we're doing okay because they're not throwing them away.
They're not throwing them away.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Now you go up, it's K through 12, right, in DODEA?
That's correct.
So at the high school,
actually pre-K through 12, but that, yeah.
So given your famous namesake, do they expect really good football performance at the high school level?
Yeah, you know, being blessed with the name Tom Brady and being in New England for 5 years, I usually open any conversation with, I know you're disappointed it's not the other Tom Brady, but I hear that a lot, but we kind of work through it after a moment or two, but it's kind of fun.
It could get you a good restaurant seat on the phone, though.
Well, you've seen the commercial about the guy waiting for what's his name, Jordan, and
yeah.
You could do it once, but it's not going to work too often.
Tom Brady is director of the Defense Education Activity. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.